Welcome to Impact, the Conservation Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Heimbuch. And if you are a visual storyteller with a love for all things wild, then you're in the right place. From conservation to creativity, from business to marketing, and everything in between, this podcast is for you, the conservation visual storyteller who is ready to make an impact. Let's dive in. Hey there, and welcome to this episode of Impact, the Conservation Photography Podcast. And today, we are jumping into an area of photography that is as engaging and interesting and challenging as it is rewarding. And in fact, it's so rewarding because of the effort that goes into creating these types of images. This is the world of camera trap photography. Now, if you're unfamiliar with it, camera trap photography is a technique that opens up a whole new realm of possibilities for wildlife photographers because you're using a remote camera that's triggered by essentially the wildlife itself in order to get photos. It's sort of like being a spy in the wild, capturing these images of elusive animals in their natural habitats in ways that you normally don't see them. Sometimes it's during the most intimate moments of their lives while they're with their young or in courtship or eating or whatever it may be. And you're doing all of this without disturbing them or their environment. So imagine capturing a bear scratching its back on a tree or a fox feeding its kits or maybe even a very rare or secretive wildcat that's just wandering across the frame. That is the power of camera trap photography. It is this incredible resource for conservation photographers. We can capture these high quality images that can then be used to raise awareness about the species or about the habitat that they live in, all again, without disturbing them or disturbing them as little as possible, I should say. Now, just as importantly as getting really cool photos, camera traps provide valuable data that can be used by researchers to study animal behavior, maybe their movements through a habitat or through migration seasons, population dynamics. This information is essential for making really informed conservation decisions and for developing these very effective strategies to protect species. But the thing is, the typical camera trap images that scientists create are not exactly pretty. They're practical, but they're not wow-inducing. And that's usually because of the type of trail camera that's being used to create these images. So conservation photographers who are skilled at camera trap photography using our DSLR cameras or mirrorless cameras, we can help scientists by making not only informative images, but also beautiful images of the species being studied, images that grab attention from audiences and can help spark support or maybe even funding for that research. And camera trap photography can also help us monitor the impact of human activities on wildlife populations, such as habitat destruction or hunting. So overall, camera trap photography is this powerful tool in the field of conservation and that can help us better understand and better protect our planet's wildlife. But how does it work? And how do you start to use it in your photography? Well, in this episode, we're going to take a look at how everything kind of comes together. And then I have a really great resource that I cannot wait to put in your hands. I'll tell you all about it and where you can get it in just a moment. But first, what the heck is a camera trap? Or as it's also called, remote camera photography. Like, let's start at the beginning. Now, essentially, a camera trap setup consists of usually a DSLR camera and a triggering mechanism, which is a sensor. So the sensor detects movement. So when an animal crosses its field, it triggers the camera to take a photo or to start recording a video. Very simple concept. But getting it right really requires patience. It requires knowledge. It requires a fair amount of trial and error. Now, one of the things that's really important about camera trap photography is choosing the right location. This is actually really critical and where you want to begin because you want to make sure to put your camera in a place that it's going to actually see the species that you're hoping to photograph. You need to find places that your target species frequent. So this could be water holes or game trails or larders on the landscape, these areas where an animal frequently goes to hunt or to feed. But here's a little secret. You don't have to venture deep into the wilderness to set up a camera trap. In fact, your backyard or even a local park or preserve can be just as exciting as some far-off wild spot. You'd actually be surprised at the variety of wildlife that thrives in these urban environments where you can experiment with camera trap photography. So if you're thinking that you might want to try it, consider setting up your first camera trap maybe in your own backyard or maybe a neighbor's property so you don't have to go far to give this a try. Now, okay, choosing the right location is a really critical aspect, but so too is understanding your subject itself. Now, when you set up your camera trap, you're usually thinking of a particular species that you want to be able to photograph. And each animal, each species has unique behavioral patterns. Some are nocturnal, some are diurnal, some follow specific paths, and others are more predictable. So the better you understand your target species, the higher your chances of capturing compelling images becomes. So some naturalist skills, some research into target species is really, really important. Studying who it is that you want to photograph is just as important as studying the equipment that you would use to photograph them with. But speaking of equipment, let's go ahead and talk about gear. Camera trap photography can seem daunting, I know, because there is this variety of equipment involved. There's your camera, triggers, flashes, not to mention weather housings, camouflage. It can be a lot, but don't let this deter you. You can actually start out very simply, especially if you're starting out somewhere like in your own backyard, and you can grow your kit from there, specializing it depending on what it is that you want to photograph and where you're photographing them. But you can start simple. And in fact, I have a resource for you that I mentioned earlier that will walk you through just what equipment to get. We have a guide on conservationvisuals.com all about camera trap photography. So if you are itching to delve into camera trap photography, but you want an overview of what this looks like, the equipment that you need, how to get started, this comprehensive guide is packed with everything you need to know. You can head to conservationvisuals.com/camera trap and get access to this guide right away and go through it. It is designed to give you the knowledge and the skills to embark on your own camera trap photography adventure. And it covers everything from understanding different camera trap techniques to selecting the right gear and finding the perfect location and setting up your camera trap, what to actually look for and how to get going. It is filled with practical tips and insights that are going to help you get started. And here's the best part. It emphasizes the role of camera trap photography in conservation, because wildlife photography isn't just about capturing beautiful images. It's about raising awareness and contributing to the preservation of our natural world. And with camera trap photography, we can monitor wildlife populations. We can study animal behavior. I mean, each image that you capture contributes to our understanding of wildlife and therefore can contribute to our protection of it. So whether you are brand new and looking to explore wildlife photography, or you are a seasoned conservation photographer and you want to add another skill set to your portfolio, this guide is a treasure trove of information to help you start down the path of camera trap photography. So head over to conservationvisuals.com/camera trap. The link is also in the show notes. So wherever you're listening, you can just scroll down to find a link to the show notes and get right over to this guide and embark on that journey of patience, of troubleshooting, of the thrill that is camera trap photography. Now remember, every image you capture tells a story, and often we are working so hard to capture very specific images. And with camera trap photography, you can do so much planning and so much thought into the images that you want to make, and what is actually created will always be a fun surprise, because it's not only you in the driver's seat. Now your subjects are in the driver's seat too for making these images. So it is a very exciting realm to venture into. Again, you can get that free guide at conservationvisuals.com/camera trap. I definitely hope that today's short episode has inspired you to try out camera trap photography and to use it to contribute to wildlife conservation in your own unique way. Again, it might seem like a daunting thing to try, but you can start simply, and it is so interesting, so challenging, such a fun way to grow your skills. All right, until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, keep clicking, and I will talk to you again next week. Thank you so much for listening to the very end of this episode, and I want to give you a reward for the attention and the dedication that you just showed. I have made something extra special for you. It is a 45-second quiz that reveals your unique personality as a visual storyteller. See, as photographers and filmmakers, we all have our own unique creative strengths as well as some weaknesses to be aware of. And this quiz will not only reveal your creative super strengths, but also provide you with a customized action plan to put those strengths into action. You can head to jamieh.com/quiz to find out your unique storyteller personality. That's jamieh.com/quiz. I hope that you have so much fun learning about the unique personality that you bring to your storytelling.